Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
9:10 on Jacksonville's Morning News, and an update in You Decide 2024 as another one of our counties opens up early in-person voting. Clay County Supervisor of Elections Chris Chambliss is with us, and over the next several days, registered voters have a chance to cast their ballots and take advantage of all of the different ways that you can vote early. You have an expectation for the August primary, Chris?
Well, good morning, Rich. It's certainly always good to speak with you every election year. You know, typically in a presidential primary election, we have a turnout that hovers somewhere in the 30 percentile. And as we've discussed before, it's really items that are on the ballot that dictates turnout. And this primary election, we have a number of races, from U.S. Senate to, of course, state representative, judicial courts, and school board members for nonpartisan members. So we have something for everyone. But I fear that the turnout is going to be low. I suspect that individuals typically are looking for the big one, you know, the presidential election. But as I tell citizens across the county, it's really the local races that impact your daily lives the most. So I sure hope that individuals are going to get engaged and come out to the polls, both early election day and, of course, always vote by mail.
Well, it's like Tip O'Neill, the former House Speaker, used to also say, all politics is local. When you look at school board races, these are decisions that are literally impacting our lives every day as the kiddos head back to school later next week in Clay County as an example. And since those are no party affiliations, despite it being a closed primary system, if I'm a registered Democrat, registered Republican, I can still vote in that?
You certainly can vote. Of course, the major parties, reps and Dems, they'll have candidates with U.S. Senator and state rep, and of course, party offices for the party races. But then, like you said, those nonpartisan races. We have a very good judicial candidate. Set of candidates, as well as the school board, and as you said, that parents are really paying attention to local politics, so they really should get involved in the election and have their voice heard.
How many days of early voting are you offering in Clay County, and do you offer those times, dates, and locations based on what you anticipate turnout being? How do you make those decisions, Chris?
So, of course, our early voting is going to continue to the Saturday prior to the election. So it will be August 8th through August 17th. Seven locations in Clay County, which are spread across the county in all major areas. The way that we decide the number of days, we typically start out with the presidential preference primary, and we'll do just above the minimum requirement, and then 8 days, and then we'll expand that for the primary, and then, of course, to the general election, we'll all hands on deck. We extended the number of hours for this primary election, so it's from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. daily, all the way through into the 17th. And it's really about that flexibility. You know, there's desires and method of voting always fluctuate between voting by mail, depending on your travel needs or your accessibility. And then, of course, early voting, providing that flexibility to go to any one of those early voting sites within the county, instead of being relegated, if you will, to your polling location that serves your local living area. And so I think that flexibility is key. I know that we have a ballot for every single voter. So, you know, if all 150,000 plus show up, know that they'll be able to get in and out with no wait. And we're waiting for them now.
When's the last day to request your...
We have no wait times.
Oh, that's good to know. When's the last day to request your mail-in ballot, by the way, Chris?
So today, 5 p.m., is the last day that you can request your vote-by-mail ballot. You know, with vote-by-mail ballots now having to be requested for the voting year, instead of for multiple years as we did in the past, it's very important that individuals make that call to our office or go online and to request that vote-by-mail ballot. Tomorrow we'll be canvassing just north of 5,200 ballots, and we'll have those canvassed and ready to start counting soon.
Chris Chambliss is the election supervisor in Clay County, and this is the primary, so come November, it all comes down to the presidential race, and this will be the first presidential race since all of the questions about transparency and about election security and those kinds of things. How do you feel our community has maybe been educated or understands the process 4 years after what we experienced in 2020 and ultimately into 2021? And what have you done to try to educate the community in Clay County about that?
You know, I think one of the biggest changes for individuals, you know, we have so many individuals that are moving into Florida, and, you know, voting is a state right, which of course the state laws dictate. And so if you're coming from states that may have not been closed primary, I know, for instance, Ohio is one to where you don't have to declare a party. It's not a closed primary state. And so those little nuances are things, you know, great advertisement, and of course, getting out to OKV listeners is a primary way to educate the voters. The sample ballots that we send to every single voter in Clay County to be able to look at all of the various different laws and rules that support the elections process that go along with that sample ballot. I think speaking engagements to where we go out into the public and to where we hold our election expos, to where individuals can come and ask those questions. You know, over the years, there's been a number of questions about how elections are conducted and the security of those elections, and we take a great deal of effort to try to educate those voters. I think another thing that we've discussed last year that is still in place this year is our clear ballot auditing system. So that's an independent auditing system that audits 100% of the vote. That's every single vote, every single candidate, every single precinct that's dissimilar from the tabulation system, that's without a shadow of a doubt can prove the election results were tabulated properly. And those are the types of things that we really want to open up the doors to the public, to where they're able to see everything that we do as a public event. It's noted on our website and in various different papers, to come and be a part of this process. Look, questions are okay. We want people to ask those questions. We want people to feel comfortable and you know, get engaged into the process. Come and see the sausage being made.
9:19 on Jacksonville's Morning News, as Clay County Election Supervisor Chris Chambliss welcomes you to vote early, as early voting is now underway starting today and through Saturday the 17th. Primary day, remember, is the 20th. You can see your sample ballot, early voting locations, county-by-county look in our voter guide at WOKV.com and in the WOKV app. Chris, always good to hear your voice, and now I'm hungry for, like, sausage and peppers. Thanks. WOKV News Time is 9:19.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.